It's sometimes called Pueblo's little jewel box, and this year it turns 125. Joyful songs filled the sanctuary at Temple Emmanuel this week in celebration of the cycle of Torah readings as they end and begin again. It's symbolic of an ongoing commitment to learning and to unity. KRCC Shauna Lewis toured the historic temple with its board president, Michael Atlas Acuna.
So tell me where we are and what we're doing.
Well, right now we're right in front of the synagogue, and you can see the front and all the beautiful brickwork that they did. And when you look at the work that those workers did back in 1900, I've had people tell me, contractors tell me, you're not going to see that kind of craftsmanship today. So we're inside. As you walk in, the first thing you have to notice is the stained glass. Everything's original, and you can look at the lights as the stained glass, as the light comes in, the Star of David over the top. When the sun hits that glass, you can see the flames. Right now, you can see a little bit of the flames under the star. And the Hebrew in the middle is Adonai, which is God. But the stained glass is just beautiful in this building. And now you're looking at the seating. It's all opera-style seating.
And these are the original seats?
Yes, they are. They come from Rapid City, Michigan. They were built there. And on the side of the seats, they're stamped. That's how I know that. And look underneath the chairs. You see the racks? And these are where they used to put their hats in when they came in. And they'd take your hat off and slide it into the chair. I thought that was pretty cool.
And you think that would have been a Stetson back then? Or
yes,
do you think?
Okay. Probably, yes, yes. The stained glass comes from New York. It's a John LaFarbe design, but we don't know who the actual artist is that built them.
How about the mosaic in the back there?
There, that's a Tree of Life. And what you see there is the family of Pauline and Sam Hilvitz, when they passed away, they wanted something to really remember them. The reason for that is because they were real, real integral members of the congregation. They did a lot. And so at the bottom, you can see the name Sam and Pauline Hilvitz. And when money started coming in after they passed away, it's tradition usually to give money to the congregation or to a charity of their choice rather than send flowers. And so we hired the Williams family, which is a local artist. They came in and they looked at the stained glass and they said, well, we have a really good idea of how we can design that. So they designed it and built it and installed it for us.
And before we leave here, so you described the big window in the front. What about below it?
Right below it is, well, what you see looking at is the Ark. And then on top of the Ark is the Ten Commandments in Hebrew. And they're beautiful. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but the Ark, and that's where the Torah scrolls are. We'll go over there and look at those Torah scrolls because there's three of them, and they're very historical, and I'll explain that when we get there. This is a Torah holder. We have three Torah scrolls. The first one is the oldest one, and it's 300 years old. It was donated by the Nissenbaum family in 1900, and it was part of the donation or part of the first Torah scroll that the synagogue had. Where the Nissenbaum family got it from, we don't know. We do know it's from Romania, okay? And the reason we know it's from Romania was because when Rabbi Moshe Duren came to Pueblo in 2007 and helped us dedicate our new Torah scroll, which is this one right here. This one was written in Israel and then shipped to us. You know what was really cool? It was shipped to my house. I thought that was cool.
That is cool. That is cool.
And then he came to Pueblo and filled in the last 100 letters. But when he was here, he restored the old Torahs. So that one is 300 years old. This one was 2007, so you can do the math. This one here comes from Poland. It's 180 years old. It was donated to Temple Emmanuel in the 1970s by an Orthodox congregation in Denver that was closing its doors, and there was a family connection between that synagogue and Temple Emmanuel, so they donated it to Temple Emmanuel. The library here, which you see, was actually not built in 1900. It was actually built by Joe Kornwitter. And the reason why is because Rabbi Reisch, when he passed away, his family donated his library to us. And rather than just buy bookshelves, we decided that it would be a better idea to get a design to look like it's always been here. And Joe Kornwitter, who's a local artist here and carpenter, he designed and built and installed this library.
How beautiful.
Look at this old phone. You can see the old phone here.
Was that here?
Yes, that was here. It's been here. And up until about 40 years ago, it worked. One day I was in here cleaning and I could hear it. It's a dial phone. And we just decided we're going to leave it right there.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's like one of the ones that you'd imagine picking up and talking to the operator and things
right.
like that.
Now, do you want to know about the tablets?
Sure.
So these are the yardside tablets or the memorial tablets. And families will buy a plaque once a member of the family passes away. And it's a way of making sure that they're going to be remembered. The beauty of a memorial tablet is you see the lights on. For example, look at Max Cohn and Kerry Cohn. He was the first president of Temple Emmanuel. And obviously he's not here anymore, or his family. But on the anniversary of his death, we're going to say Kaddish for him, we're going to say. So we're going to remember him. And the same thing with Kerry. So all these names that you see here on all the tablets, and there's three major tablets, that's what we do. So over there, there's also people from 1900 that we remember, even though the families are not here anymore. And so that's a cool tradition.
Michael Atlas Acuna is the board president of Temple Emmanuel in Pueblo. He spoke with KRCC's Sean Lewis. The temple turned 125 this year. In the ongoing effort to preserve the historic building, they're hoping to get a grant to create a more accessible entrance that fits the temple's original architecture.